What's up with winter wheat? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest look at winter wheat.
Planting is complete just about everywhere except in the traditionally later planted southern and western production areas.
93% of winter wheat is planted nationwide compared to a five-year average of 91%.
If we look at the overall planting numbers versus the emergence numbers, that's where you can continue to see some of the impacts of drought that has been affecting some of the production areas.
He says Oregon's this week's poster child for drought impacts.
98% planted, five-year average is 95%, but as of November 8th, just 49% of Oregon's wheat had emerged compared to the five-year average of 64%. We have seen a bit of an improvement overall since the first report a couple of weeks ago. At this point, we're looking at the crop being 45% rated good to excellent. That's up 2 percentage points. You have to go back to the drought of 2012 to see lower conditions at this time of year. And last year at this time, we had a better looking crop that was rated 54% good to excellent, 13% very poor to poor. We continue to monitor several states where at least 1/5 of the winter wheat is rated very poor to poor. Even though I cited Oregon as a drought affected state, we did see an improvement in condition there. Last week, 22% of Oregon's winter wheat was rated very poor to poor.
And Rippey says that that has improved to just 14%. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.